God, Red Velvet Cupcakes.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Taboo Fetish Talk Radio.
Oh my gosh, guys.
You just found amazingness on the internet.
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but food porn exists.
Oh, fuck yeah. Actually, speaking of, when the hell are we going to have a show on that?
I don't know. Is it going to be talking about people, like, having sex and eating? Or is it going
to
be talking
about...
that
Seinfeld episode where he's banging and he has to have a sandwich at the same time? Or
can
just...
we just talk about pictures of food that look hot?
But it's cookies?
No, it's cheesecake.
Oh.
How do you cut it out?
Brownies. You should probably tweet that so people know what the fuck we're talking about.
World.
If you're following Sydney Screams on the Tumblr. Yeah, Sydney Screams for you on the Tumblr. Has he got the for you on yours?
You know,
that's probably on the other one right now.
No, it's SydneyScreams.com or SydneyScreams.tumblr.com.
Yeah, she just posted some, like, amazing cheesecake goodness.
Red Velvet Cheesecake Brownies, guys. You heard it here first. So, anyway, welcome to Taboo Fetish Talk. It's Thursday! And you know what that means?
You keep sounding like Oprah. It's scaring me.
I'm sorry. You know what that means? Lots of sexy goodness on the radio tonight. I marked tonight as explicit when I was scheduling the show because I figured it would be explicit. So, that's the story of that. Tonight we are talking about group sex because I like it. Apparently I'm like the only female though. Every female I talk to is like, ew, group sex. And I'm like,
it's overrated.
I think it depends on your partners and the situation. I've had some excellent group sex.
You sound like one of the very few.
I think I am, but, you know, I've been around the block multiple times, and
now
you know what? I deserve
yourself,
it.
Now you're just calling yourself out.
You know what? I don't care.
I like lots of
group sex.
Sexually liberated.
I am very sexually liberated, in case you didn't notice. If you didn't notice, you're probably blind, deaf, and dumb.
I like that. I like
that a lot. So, yeah, there are...
Welcome, everybody, in our chat room, too, by the way.
Yay, chat room! Hi, guys! Hi, Bloodlust! Hi, David Mack! Hi, guest! Hi, anyone else who's creeping the radio show, but it hasn't joined our chat room yet? Remember to join our chat room. It's at the very bottom of your screen. And you can also call in at 213-943-3601. And we would love to talk to you about sex.
Let's talk about sex,
yeah.
Baby.
Let's talk about sing that.
And me. As long as we sing it ourselves and somewhat out of tune, it's not copywritten, right? It's not like a copyright problem.
I think it's considered a parody because of how bad we are.
There we go. That works.
I think. Maybe. Yeah, so let's talk about sex. Miss Whitney here said that she's only had one threesome.
One that I can recall. I'm sure I've been drunk for others, but I can't quite remember.
That's hot. I mean, completely inappropriate, but hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My sexual liberations normally come around when I'm intoxicated.
But sexual liberation could come around all the time, or should come around all the time, not could.
I'm too busy to have sex.
I'm sorry. Like, genuinely sorry. Sex is, like, the most amazing thing ever. Oh, hey, look, someone tweeted about me. That's cool. Sex is wonderful. Aw, poor Bloodlust has never had a group sex situation.
I have a lot of them.
I really am kind of a
slut. How many?
I don't really know how to count that high. I have a lot of group sex. My first time, both my first threesome and my first foursome were before I turned 18. And
I lie, I've had two threesomes with guys.
Ooh.
One of them was, I was still a virgin, so there was actually no penile penetration.
That's
wow, I just thought about that one. Now, here's the sad kind of fucked up thing, too. I was 15 then. I had to have been about 15, and it was all set up that I was going to lose my virginity with one of the two guys. And he was so shy about it and wanted it to be such a wonderful experience for me that he brought his friend in with it, who were both incredibly hot Italian men. The one guy I was dating has now, he's now moved to San Francisco and he's playing for the other team. And his friend is, actually, I should probably turn the timer off my phone or the noise off my phone. Although our time can go off for a pizza any moment. The other one is actually a woman now. He actually had a sex change. That's hot. So, yeah. So you could tell that threesome apparently didn't go too terribly well since both of them are no longer into women. Granted, I tried at 15. I fucking tried. And the other one, I was probably about 17, 18. Let's just say 18, 19 maybe because it makes it more legal. With two guys, and that I did thoroughly enjoy for the fact that I was the center of attention for everything, and both of them were kind of fighting over who got what parts of me. So that was genuinely a good time. But I think when you have a one-on-one connection, you get to really be in depth with the other person more so, as opposed to some feeling like somebody is always getting left out. Like, I like even numbers. I would say a foursome would probably, I've never had a foursome, so I wouldn't know what it would be like. I wouldn't know if the ins and the outs of pros and cons and whatnot. But I feel like a foursome would probably be better in the case that you're not feeling like somebody's getting left out. One person isn't trying harder than all the others to please everybody. Get what I'm saying?
I understand, and I think a lot of people feel that way, so I totally understand. And with that, I'm going to play a quick little clip for you from the wonderful Lauren Kiley.
Hi, Sydney. Hi, Whitney. This is Lauren Kiley. Unfortunately, I can't make it into call and tell this story live, but I got a message that y'all were talking about threesomes and group sex, and I just wanted to throw in my two cents. I find it completely overrated. It is not my thing. Every threesome I've experienced, including with Sydney Dear, has mostly involved two people who really want to do each other, and one person who's just sort of the excuse for that being, for making that possible. That always seems, again, in my lady-loving experience, the extra always seems to be the guy. He just always seems to think that his penis is somehow necessary. So, when Sydney and I were fooling around with another male present, he not only thought that his presence was necessary, but he thought it was special. Me, I described it, and I quote myself on this, meh, he's got a pretty face and nice hands, which was not only true, but I thought a serious compliment. Apparently, he was lured in by the curves of my hips and thought we had some sort of connection. But let's face it, the connection was mostly with Sydney's beautiful, epic tits. And that is my take on threesomes. Guys, you're extraneous. You're really superfluous. We don't need you. Yeah. On the other hand, the more ladies, the better. I think that's a general life philosophy. More naked ladies all the time. All right, I love you, Sydney. I can't wait to see you. I love you, Whitney. I miss you. Come out. Come out to Los Angeles. And also, if people are really interested in lots of groups of kinky people, well, at our room at FetCon, it was me, Lauren Kiley, Sydney Screens, Whitney Morgan, and Miss Scarlet Lush. Four girls, only two beds. All right, if you want to hear more stories, you can follow me on Twitter at XOXO Lauren Kiley. Later, babes.
All right, so that was the wonderful Lauren Kiley. So I remember that threesome. It was awkward. And that was probably one of three threesomes that I've had that have just been genuinely awkward. And sometimes I agree that even numbers are good, and sometimes I agree that even numbers aren't good. But I don't know, maybe it's because I've had some really awesome threesomes and some really awful threesomes and some really awesome moresomes than threesomes.
I like moresomes.
Yeah. I've had some amazing orgies, although every orgy situation has been all girls, and I think that girls are a little bit more in tune with the wants of other females. And when it's a threesome where it's like two girls and a guy, which has been usually the situation for me, it's always what the guy wants. And again, what Lauren said, it's always like an excuse for a guy to get it on with another girl, and then maybe his primary partner feels jealous or left out or something. And that sucks. Like, I've been there. I don't want to say that I broke up someone's relationship, but my very first threesome is with this adorable Russian girl and her boyfriend. And he really wanted me, and she was like, yeah, cool, whatever. And I guess about a month later, they broke up. And I guess part of it was because of how the threesome made her feel. And I don't know about your experiences, Whitney, but I guess she felt that he paid more attention to me and was jealous and all that stuff. And
see, that always seems to be the really big fear.
Yeah.
Is a lot of people, it's a go-to for a lot of people in relationships, thinking that it will absolve all of their problems. Mm-hmm. It will it'll be something to spark their relationship or spice things up. And more often than not, if the guy is the one going for it and begging, bartering, pleading with his girlfriend, it's just going to annoy the shit out of her. I've had plenty of guys in the past say, well, you're bi, you like girls, you've been with girls before, why don't we bring one into the bedroom? And it's not even really a jealousy factor, I would say. It's more of a desperation factor.
Yeah.
And more often than not, it ends up hurting relationships in the long run.
I can definitely see that aspect as well. I mean, I've never had a partner who wanted to bring another party in when I was in monogamous relationships. And granted, my last monogamous relationship was like 4 years ago. So, oh my God, 4 years. Holy shit. Anyway.
Jesus, wow.
Right? So I've never had a partner just be like, hey, let's bring another person into our monogamous relationship. I've been the guest party. I've just had straight up threesomes with not two random people, but two people that weren't in a relationship together. And it was awesome. I've had foursomes that were probably more successful than threesomes. And I think orgies have always been the most successful for me.
Never had an orgy. Kind of upset by that.
I guess something I definitely want to try just to say I've done it. Yeah, Blood's right. He didn't invite either of us for a threesome because he'd be left out. And see, that.
Yeah, you would.
Morgies. That's nice. Morgies. I like that. If you're listening and you're not in our chat, you're kind of missing out. Sorry, ladies and gents.
You really, really are. I like orgies or moresomes. I've been calling them moresomes for like the past week, and I really like that term.
Now, in an orgy, how do you really go about, like, how do you choose who you're with? Is it just an array of moving hands and?
In my experience, it's just been a kind of sex free-for-all. You are maybe with one person at one moment, maybe with someone else the next moment. Like I said, all my orgies have all been like lesbian orgies, so I think it's a bit easier on us to last longer and explore more than it is for like a male-female orgy. I could be totally
okay. Yeah, I definitely agree to that because I would think my big question is in a male-female orgy, how do you keep things, I mean, from, I mean, does everybody check to make sure they're all tested ahead of time and just fucking go for it? Or how do you control who's wearing condoms and whether or not they use that condom on somebody else?
I would imagine, and this would be my preference if I were ever in a male-female orgy situation, would be that a male uses a condom on a partner and then throws the condom away and puts on a new one. However,
how do you control that, though?
Exactly.
That's a big phobia of mine is
exactly.
I've made it almost 30 years now with never having an STD and never having an issue here. I wouldn't want to risk myself, my job, what I do for a night of sex.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my own partner in my real life that is clean and tested and we do our thing unprotected. But then how do I go out there and mess around with somebody else and not come home with something?
Exactly. And at least what I've noticed since starting being poly or open or whatever is everyone is much, much, much more concerned about getting tested regularly. My partner asks me very regularly, when was your last test? What were your results? I've had people that I was in a relationship with for 6 months, a year, who never asked my STD status.
That's uncomfortable.
It really is. And I think that it's really important to get tested regularly. And I ask my partners, when was your last test? If they've never had a test, I tell them, well, fuck you, you're wearing a condom. Or if they're a girl, well, you can still put a condom on a strap-on. I've never actually used a strap-on with a girl, though, ever.
Really?
Well, I mean, for money, like for porn and stuff, but in my personal life, I have always been with girls that use what God gave them. That's really fucking effective.
I like strap-ons.
I do too, but I also don't think they're necessarily necessary. That was kind of redundant.
They're necessary. I mean, definitely. I mean, you have hands, a mouth, fingers, etc. And of course, you can always incorporate solo toys into it as well.
Exactly. I've had more male partners use toys on me than I've had female partners use toys on me, which I find entertaining, actually. I don't know if that's a sign that guys have issues or what, but anyway. I would think
that you banging guys that are unexperienced there. What's going on here?
I mean, my current boyfriend has used a glass dildo on me just because he liked watching me get off.
I find that incredibly sexy, though, to either be masturbated by or masturbate in front of either a male or female partner. I think maybe it's my fetishism and voyeurism, but I think it's really sexy to put on a show for somebody else or have them help out in a little way. It's kind of your fluffer time, I just forgot what you called the thing before sex. Wow. I'm
foreplay?
Foreplay. Yay. There we go. God, I'm brain dead.
Oh, it's okay. You've had a long, long, long week. So I totally understand.
Speaking of, I do have to give a shout out to Steve from footnight.com and George of bossyfeet.com and also Michael of nylonzine.com because I know he helped promote a little for it as well. I had an amazing time out in New Orleans with a huge group of crazy models and kinky girls, and we probably spent every night on Bourbon Street drinking and causing trouble and making the boys on Bourbon Street worship our feet. Yes, that really happened. There's probably pictures of it on the internet somewhere. went up with model Catherine Fox, Dre Hazel, Miss D, Lady Violet. Oh, God, there were a ton of girls at the foot of the official NOLA Foot Night Party. Had an amazing time. And thank you to all the fans that came out, all the boys that came to play with our feet. Again, thank you so much to George, too, for having us there.
When's George starting his own show?
We discussed it a little bit while I was there. I'm going to keep bugging him about it. I really think that we would have a successful show dedicated to femdom and foot fetishism as well. And I know George likes to go off on his crazy tangents, so God only knows what else the store would incorporate if we weren't there to put the man down, gag him, and gag him with a spoon, literally, before he breaks it in his mouth, and to put him on an egg timer. That's the best way to keep George shutting up. Oh, look. Our timer's done for food, and our sub boy is not here yet. He was supposed to be here.
Tisk, tisk.
Oh, again, thank you to everybody that was incorporated in the New Orleans Foot Night party. And thank you to Steve from footnight.com for letting George have an amazing party in a beautiful location. I just want to, like, shoot and drink at that place. It's beautiful. There is talk of another Orlando foot party in March. I'm sure Sydney and myself have gotten a plethora of requests and questions and stuff of another Orlando-based foot party, and it will be in early March and potentially a new location where we can have BYOB, bring your own booze. And I found that at the Foot Night party was prime. Everybody brought what they preferred to drink, checked it in at the bar, and then had the server, the bartender, appropriately serve people and make sure they didn't go out of control.
That's probably a really good idea.
Did you hear a knocking on the door?
I did. That's why.
Perfect timing. Get this shit out of the oven now.
Yes,
I mean now. The timer went off and I was still rambling.
That
doesn't look done. Look at you just throw shit down and run. Good boy. Don't burn yourself. I forgot. What are we calling you on air?
Puppy boy?
Puppy boy. Puppy boy.
Puppy boy.
I did order a puppy mask for him. It should be entertaining.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, and there's also talk of a South Florida-based foot party coming, too. And it will be presented by Foot Night, like a Miami area.
Well, they've had South Florida Foot Nights before. The last one was actually, I want to say, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was since Mr. Space City Souls moved to Florida.
Oh, really? Did he go to it?
No, he told me about it the night before it was going on, or else perhaps it would have worked out that we'd have gone. But it's been since he moved down here.
Poppy Dan.
But
pop it in the freezer if you want it chilled real quick. Good boy.
But there are also the Fort Lauderdale Foot Night.
Presented by the lovely Candy Kiss.
Yes.
You can follow her on the Twitter and the Facebook. Candy with two eyes.
Yes, it is.
Red or white, madame?
I'm good with red. That sounds awesome.
I think red will go with pizza. Is everything done in there?
Yes, Miss Whitney.
Was it burnt?
One of the pizzas looks a little bit dark.
Oh, well.
I like it a little dark.
In that first door on the right in the top.
Yes.
I don't know if it's cork or whatever.
All right, so remember, guys, if you'd like to call in, you can call in at 213-943-3601, or you can join our chat room, and it's kind of silly going on in there. Apparently, when Eve gets off first, the rest of the session will be wilder and ultimately more satisfying.
Well, hello.
Poor thing, she's still at work.
Well, speaking of Eve... Where did it go?
It's up at the top, I think. There it is. I got it. Playing.
EvangelineVonWinter.com is New York's largest fetish producer. With over 20 fetish niches to choose from, we invite you to come and check us out. Damsels in Distress, Freeze, Fembots, Erotic Hypnosis, and more. Custom video requests also accepted. EvangelineVonWinter.com.
Had a little moment of silence there, guys. Sorry about that. So, yeah, group sex. I think Whitney had a couple awesome news stories she found about group sex.
That's a wine glass.
Assuming puppy boy here. Can
There's another
out
one. There should be another one in the dish strainer in the kitchen, too. Yeah, those are wine glasses. You're precious, aren't you?
Oh,
you're not
dear.
A lush. We came up with a saying.
I don't know.
I'm losing my mind. All right. Shut your face before I get my strap on. Fuck it. No. All right. A married teacher was caught having group sex with her students.
Ooh.
a female teacher who is married as well was, you don't put, you know, you better put any ice in those glasses. I'll smack you.
You put ice on it, a little bit of water, and it chills the glass.
All right, just checking. Just checking. I don't have to hurt you. A female teacher who is married was arrested and charged after being caught having group sex with her students, according to a court proceeding in Texas. You gotta throw that in according there because she hasn't been tried yet.
Careful.
This high school teacher, Brittany Kleps, looks like Kleps, has been convicted of having sex with five of her students. Kleps was convicted of 16 counts of improper relationship between educator and student.
Oh, my.
Oh, scroll down. Just scroll down. My computer hates me. The jury took less than an hour to reach its verdict. She was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Persecutors could not charge her with rape as her students were all above 18 years old. Well, at least, you know, they weren't underage. I mean,
yeah,
okay. Oh, apparently in Texas, however, forbids teachers from having sex with their students regardless of age. Kleps, who is married and only 27 years old, I don't see a huge deal with that. There's a 9-year gap. I've dated guys 16 years older than me, and guys, fucking, how old am I now? I want to make sure I don't say anything bad here. Like, you know, 6 or so years younger than me. She's the mother of 3 children. Damn, popping 3 out of 27 already. Good Lord.
Holy shit.
She was accused of using text messages to pursue 5 of the 18-year-old students. There's a video shown in court showing Kleps allegedly having group sex with 4 younger men at her home. Ooh, 4 at a time.
Oh, my.
All right, Narek, got to put in there. That would not be too bad. Just saying. the video was also distributed in school. Of course these kinky young 18-year-old boys are going to be taking pictures and video banging their teacher.
Especially if she's hot. Come on now.
Well, Kleps, her husband, who's in the Army, was stationed out of state during the alleged incident. He's standing by his wife. I mean, if he's out protecting our country, or, you know, make quotations with that, anti-war. So what's the big freaking deal?
Right? I mean, I can understand how it would be inappropriate. However, to make it completely illegal, that just seems unruly.
Is it inappropriate? You know, she's a teacher. It's their students. Maybe if they were ex-students, at least she's waiting. I mean,
but to throw her in jail for that?
For 5 years with 3 young children?
I mean, there is nothing wrong with being a self-serving pleasure whore, which is what I identify as, by the way.
Wait. Say that again?
Self-serving pleasure whore.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Self-serving pleasure whore.
nicely put. Well, it's true. Although I have a sexual preference in terms of gender, I really like pleasure. Like a lot.
You say you're more of a hedonist then?
Yeah, but I like self-serving pleasure whore. It sounds more fun.
It does sound hella lovely.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with being a self-serving pleasure whore or a hedonist or anything like that.
By the way, if you're in our chat, I just posted the link to that news article. And if you're following us on Twitter, it's been posted on both my Twitter, Ms. Whitney Morgan, and on the Taboo Fetish Talk, that's at Taboo Fetish Talk Twitter page.
Woohoo! We'll be having the wonderful Raina May call in shortly, who is a swinger. We've had her on the air before, and she'll be calling in just a couple minutes to talk about her experiences with group sex. And we're very excited because we love Raina May.
Well, thank you, darling.
She's a big booby redhead. She's my favorite thing.
Will this lovely lady be chatting with us?
About 7:30, so literally like 2 minutes.
All right, awesome sauce. And I will withstand from our next news article. I think we'll also have the lovely Carrie Riley calling in.
Awesome. I love when hot girls call in. It makes me really happy.
What can I help you with, sir?
I'm just going to grab a little glass for myself.
There should be another wine glass in the draining rack right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I said draining rack.
So, I have actually not had any group sex on film. Is that weird? With all the group sex that I've had?
Yes, it is.
I mean, I've only been having video sex for like 7 months, 8 months, or something like that. But I feel like I should have had group sex on camera by now. Oh my gosh, we have someone calling. That was fast. We have two someone's calling. Oh my gosh, I don't know which is which. Hold on 1 second, callers. We'll pick one of you up in just a moment once we figure out which is which, because I know Raina was going to call. And
I know Carrie Riley.
She told me to call
him.
Sorry.
Why is this confusing? Okay, well, I'm going to pick up Raina because I like her and her boobs. Hi, Raina. You're live on Taboo Fetch Talk.
Hi, Sydney. Hi, Whitney.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. I just got home, and I was listening to the show for a little bit before I called you.
Awesome. Well, we love that you are listening to us, and I'm sorry I didn't get your name on our roster, or whatever you want to call it, for a description of the show. I've been way too busy for my own good. But yeah, I know you are a swinger, and I don't know what exactly that means in terms of how much group sex you have, but would you maybe like to share an experience or two with us about group sex or threesomes or foursomes or whatever?
Yeah, sure. Well, generally what my husband Johnny and I do is we mainly hook up with, like, single chicks. So I guess three of us would be considered group sex. But we do hook up with couples, too. But we're pretty picky about it. I'm kind of like you are, Sydney. Like, I'm more interested in women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, for me, like, we'll meet a couple, and the wife is really hot, and I'm really into her. And then the husband does something creepy, and I'm like, ugh, this guy. That happens a lot. So, I mean, definitely I'd consider four people group sex, but there have been swing clubs that we've gone to that have open rooms where there's, like, 20 people, you know, together having sex. But my favorite that I ever participated in was about 12 girls all at once.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That's a lot to handle.
Yeah, it was. It was many years ago. I was at this swing club in Maryland called The Private Affair, and they have, like, a hallway with just a lot of rooms, and you can leave the door shut, which means don't bother us. You can leave it cracked, which means people can watch but not join, or fully open, which means anyone can come in and ask to join. And this one corner room has, like, glass, so you could look into it. And there were all these hot chicks. There were, like, futon mattresses on the floor. And they were all just going at it, and it was so hot. And the door was open. And I was dancing at the time, but I wasn't, like, fully crazy with my sex life yet. And I was like, I don't know. And the guy I was with at the time was like, yeah, go ahead, you know, see, just ask. And so I went in, and I was like, can I? And that's as far as I got. They just pulled me in.
That's awesome. I am a huge fan of the lesbian group sex situation. I find it much more fun than any group sex situation with males. But so we had a question earlier that maybe you'll be able to answer or give some insight in. When you're in a large group situation, like an orgy or something like that, where male partners are being exchanged, how does the condom situation work? Or is everyone tested? Or how do you go about etiquette in that situation?
Most of the ways that we've ever met swingers is to be on swingers' website. And it's kind of like match.com, but for swingers. And most of those, you'll see in the profiles, it'll say condoms required or condoms optional or like condoms required for certain types of play, like for oral or for penetration. And for us, our rule is everyone has to wear a condom. So all the men have to wear a condom. So whenever we've hooked up with a couple, both guys wear a condom, and then if you switch between the women, you change it. And I guess that's just the etiquette of how, like, the people I've met through swinging, but it kind of makes sense, but it kind of doesn't, because in a situation where I'm going down on that girl, if my husband is fucking her and he has a condom on, and then he comes over and fucks me, I've already had my face in her vagina.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things, like, you do it because you think it's the right thing to do. But having a medical background, I do wonder, like, you know, is it really making that big of a difference?
Yeah.
So to be careful, we limit our play partners. We're very exclusive and picky about who we play with. We tend to have more, like, less quantity of people we play with, and then we play with them on more of a regular basis, just to be kind of careful. And we don't hook up with that one couple that when you go to the club, like, is always fucking a different person. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all. That makes sense with the condom thing, because that was something, like, I've never had group sex that involved men before, like a large group situation, and so I didn't know how it would work.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, if your partners are tested, just like when we do a scene, you know, like for Plumper Pass or something, if your partners are tested, then it's, you know, your preference. Like, there's certain partners that we've had over the years, this one couple that we used to hook up with all the time, that they got tested every month, and we were getting tested every month, and we knew that we were the only couple that they were hooking up with, because they were also really exclusive and careful. And so for us, and that one situation, we didn't feel the need to use condoms, but also it was extremely rare that the husbands joined in. It was usually just her and I, and they hung out on the couch and watched. And
that's awesome. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about group sex or anything like that? Or it looks like maybe we have a question.
Are there any websites out there that you would recommend people who are looking into getting into the swinging lifestyle or interested in learning more about it and would want to, you know, would want a good outlet that you recommend?
I would say for a swinging website, there's one called swinglifestyle.com. And that's generally a good one. You can create a free profile, but you're really limited on what you can do. But it's nationwide. It might even be international for all I know. And it's good. There's also, like, groups you can join on there. So, like, if you have a local area group that does, like, meet and greets. And I'd also recommend talenttesting.com. That's who most of the porn stars go through for their testing. But they also test random regular people. You can get testing anywhere you live. They have labs that they work with. And even if you're not swinging, you should be tested. You should know what you got going on. Everyone has that one questionable piece of ass in their sexual history. And you should know that you're safe. And, you know, right? And if you're going to swing, think through what you want to do, what your rules are, especially if you're a couple, and have that conversation, and then have that conversation every single time. Like, there's nothing worse than being in the middle of a situation and someone's uncomfortable, and then they're taking one for the team. Like, don't feel the need to do that.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Learn the hard way.
I'm sorry to hear you learn the hard way. We don't like hearing that.
Well, I started swinging when I had just turned 21, so it was about 10, well, it might have been before my 21st birthday, so over a decade ago, but when I started, I didn't really have any sort of guidance, so I just kind of tried out a lot of stuff to figure out what I wanted to do.
In your close to a decade or about a decade time length of being in the swinger lifestyle, have you ever come across any bumps or had any incidents that you would like to share with us and maybe help others out where they won't come into where they won't actually experience them themselves?
Yeah, there's always, you know, when you go to, like, a swing club, it's kind of a different atmosphere. Most people know, like, we tend to go to the more upscale ones, and most people there have manners, but there's always, like, a few people who get too drunk or something, or, you know, and so you have to know how to extricate yourself politely and delicately when maybe the other person isn't being so polite, because you don't want to, you know, look like the bad guy. So always remember that not everybody knows you or knows what your rules or your limits are, and some people are just you know, they have a babysitter, the kids are asleep, they're out for the first time in 6 months, and they're a little too drunk and a little too loud, and you just have to kind of nod and smile and slowly back away. So always remember to be polite, because some people.
Some people. There are no words for some people.
Oh, they're asking us in the chat what kind of testing we take for adult work.
Mm-hmm.
We do the HIV test, and it's a PCR DNA is what it's called. So they look to see if we have been ever even exposed to HIV, not just that we have it or don't have it. We usually do gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis, and so it's blood and urine. And I always, without fail, every time I get there, can't pee for them, every single time.
That's better than not being able to give blood, man. They have to poke me like 7 or 8 times to get blood. Ah!
Really?
Yeah, my veins hate me. It doesn't matter how hydrated I get. I just can't walk. My veins hide.
I wish I had a problem. My problem is they stick me and then I bleed too fast.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll start to like black out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, a little bit.
The things we do for porn.
Speak up, Serena.
Rena, I have a question for you.
Sure.
As a single male, like, if I went to a swingers club, what are some of the, like, etiquette or, like, how would I be able to have a good time my first time, but in a good way, like, without stepping on any toes?
Be well-groomed and well-mannered. Like, you want to make sure that you're, like, freshly showered. If you do any sort of, like, manscaping, got a haircut, you want to be looking as fresh and clean as possible. Bring your own condom. Bring maybe, like, a little bottle of lube. That's always helpful. That's one of those things people never think to bring. And then you're in a situation and you're like, wait, who has lube? And then there's somebody with, like, no clothes on running around knocking on doors for lube. I've seen that happen. you know, if you see a couple or a single girl or even a group of people that you find attractive and you want to be involved with, ask. You know, even if the door is open, knock on the door frame and say something like, you know, oh, wow, she's really beautiful. I'd love to join you. And is there anything I should know? So that way, if they say, like, yes, you don't just rip your clothes off and start immediately fucking her, because maybe they're only into letting the wife do oral or being watched. But you would rather have the reputation of being the guy that's too polite than being the guy that gets kicked out or banned.
Very true.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Raina, where can we find you on the interwebs?
I'm on Twitter. It's at Raina's House. You guys will type it in for me. I can't get into the chat for some reason. And I have a website. It's rainashouse.com. And I'm also on StreamMate. I cam over there. My name there is Raina May. And basically, just type it into Google. You'll find me. I'm everywhere. I've been doing porn for 10 years next month, so I'm everywhere.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for calling. We greatly appreciate it. You are wonderful and sexy, and I cannot wait to see you again. Hopefully sooner.
I can't wait to fuck you again.
Ooh. All
right. Have fun, ladies.
go ahead. And thank you. Oh, and apparently J.W. Tides wants to know how he can hire you. He loves your voice. She does have an ultimate, like, sex voice right there.
She really, really does. I love Raina's voice. I will put you guys in contact with each other because I know both of you, and that's awesome.
And it'll give her a wonderful excuse to come to Florida. And my
right?
cat says hi.
For sure. I'm coming down to shoot for Plumper Pass again when classes end, so probably, like, June sometime.
Awesome.
I want to do the trip where I'm going to be able to, like, come see you and we can do shoots and stuff together.
That would be really awesome. I would really enjoy that.
Woo-hoo. Okay. Cool.
All right, ladies, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for calling in, Raina, and we appreciate your input and everything.
Thanks, ladies.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That was the wonderful. Oh, my gosh. Someone just got dropped.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. That's not good. Our other call got dropped. Oh, no.
I'm sure the lovely Carrie Riley will call us back. Oops, shit, cancel.
I hope so. So that was Raina Mae. Her and I have had sex together for Plumper Pass, which is not up on their website yet, which makes me sad. But let me just tell you, it was really hot. And it involved sex toys from my favorite toy company ever, Crystal Delights, who we've had here on the show multiple times. Remember to check them out at crystaldelights.com for all of your glass toy needs. And they're awesome for serious. Just do it. And on that note, here is an advertisement from our sponsors.
EvangelineVonWinter.com is New York's largest fetish producer. With over 20 fetish niches to choose from, we invite you to come and check us out. Damsels in Distress, Freeze, Fembots, Erotic Hypnosis, and more. Custom video requests also accepted. EvangelineVonWinter.com. We are just a few clicks away.
Excellent.
All right. We do have the lovely Carrie Riley back here. Yay!
Hello.
Hey, honey. How are you?
Not too shabby. Great hearing
you. Yay. You there?
Yeah, your name, sorry. I said it's great hearing your sexy voice again.
Yeah. I know. It's awesome hearing yours as well. I miss your face.
Hey, girl. Those of you that don't know, the lovely Carrie Riley is both an amazing adult starlet, and she's also a lifestyle swinger. And in fact, she's going in the works right now that incorporate both.
Right. It's like the best of both worlds. This is how I got into porn, by the way. So
doing swinging?
Absolutely, yes.
You want to tell us a little bit how it started out or what your first experience was?
My first experience with swinging or the first experience of why I decided to do porn? Which one do you want first?
The wall. Share with us.
All right. So the very first experience is really a funny one because my husband and I, he had always, like, had, okay, just put it this way. He was kind of a slut, and he had a lot of sex in his life. And I always wanted to be the slut, and I always kind of like dabbled a little bit with my girlfriends and like maybe them and their boyfriends. But like when I got married at a young age, you know, I was married at 17 and, you know, stick with the same guy and didn't do anything and being that goody-goody two-shoe. But I always had those perv thoughts because I tried it when I was younger and then got divorced and married my husband now, Mr. T. And he's like, you know, have you ever thought about doing this? I was like, yeah, but I don't really want anybody touching you. He's like, that's cool. Like, I've fucked a lot of girls before, so I'm good. I was like, oh, okay. So he goes, anytime you're ready, just let me know, and we'll go ahead and go to the club. So it was, I think it was a Friday night, and we decided to go bowling. And during bowling, I said, I want to go to swim club right now. He's like, what? He's like, get your shoes off. Let's go. So we got in the car and drove to a local club, and I was really nervous, walked in, but excited at the same time because I was like, wait, this is going to be people fucking? Is that how it works? And he's like, just relax. I was like, okay, I'm excited. And so they have dance floors, and I'm like, I don't want to be by the dance floors. I want to go downstairs and see where people are fucking. He's like, God damn, you're crazy. So we go downstairs, and there's nothing going on. Doors are shut. And as you heard from Raina, when doors are shut, you can't open them, you can't enter.
True.
Which means I can't watch. I was like, and so I made the comment, what the fuck kind of swim club is this that I can't see people fucking? So there's one couple, they're a little bit older couple. They hear me say that, and they go, wait a minute, is this your first time? I was like, yeah. They're like, wait, so you want to see fucking? I'm like, yes. They're like, would you like to join us in a room? I'm like, yes. Wait, do I have to touch you? That's what, wait, do I have to, like, fuck you or anything like that? And they're like, no, honey, it's your first time. So we go in this room that has two beds, and I was really excited. So I got so excited, I just took my clothes off and I started sucking my husband's cock. My husband goes, baby, you said you wanted to watch other people. I was like, I'm so horny, that's just fuck, you know? So they ended up watching us. So, and then by the end, like, I was, like, touching her, like, man's penis a little bit and, like, touching her. And I don't know, I actually blocked out what happened after that, but Mr. T just kind of sat there, you know, watching. And then I was like, don't touch him, though. I'm not ready for that yet. So that's the experience of how it started. Was that was our very first time. And I was like, that was kind of fun. It was really cool, but I want more. So it just, it went from there. And I love to be, you know, I love to be a voyeur, an exhibitionist. I'm kind of a little bit of all of that, and I love it. So I just didn't know if I was ready for people to touch him. I was cool with people touching me, but, like, I didn't want anybody touching him. And then just you making sure we establish what boundaries we have. Like, where, because if you don't talk about it with each other, it's really crazy how fucked up I can get. So, you know, just making sure, what do you want me to do? You know, like, he is really awesome. I mean, Whitney, you've met my husband. He's amazing. He's always respectful of me. He cares 100% about, he could care less about anybody else but me.
He is blatantly in love with you. And we talked about this thing, lifestyle, and being open towards it when we met. And you guys gave a wealth of information and also saying there is a huge difference between love and sex.
Mm-hmm. Huge difference.
Yeah, like, we're very open, like, with each other. You can't hide a thing. If you want this to work out, this should build on your relationship and make it more awesome. If you have problems in your relationship, this isn't the solution for you. You'll put a Band-Aid on it, and then someone's going to rip it off and ruin you.
And definitely, and that's not what a lot of people don't seem to understand, that they think incorporating something, you know, spicing up their sex life somehow is going to be the fix-all for their relationship problems, and in fact, it's always the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's going to make them realize that, wow, we shouldn't be together because we are fucked up. You know, if they say, oh, wow, this is so awesome, all of a sudden those, you know, everybody's fucking on their own, I'm going on dates with other people, this is, you know, the lifestyle is different for everybody. So for Mr. T and I, like, we are very much into together. We will never do separate room stuff. I'm just not into it. We do it because we laugh, we have fun, we have a connection with people. We do not just go out and talk to anybody. I'm the picky one. I'm, like, the pickiest person that you probably will meet just because I like to make sure that we connect. So do I meet a girl or a couple and fuck them that first night? Typically, no. Vegas was a little different, yes. Vegas was crazy fun. So, yeah.
Now, since you first started swinging with your husband, has it changed that you are more comfortable with him being touched by other people? Or how has that been for you?
Yeah, it's more about, like, trusting him to control it. Because this is my dumb brain. Like, I want to have one thing that no one else can have, if that makes sense. So you're going to have him eat your pussy. You know what it feels like. He's going to fuck you. You're going to fuck him, whatever. And, like, I don't want people kissing, you know, and he'll say, baby, no one has what we have because they don't have the heart. I get that, but just let me have this one thing. This one thing is no one else can touch. Is like, they can peck you, but I don't want any making out. And girls constantly are trying to do it.
I agree. That 100%, whereas kissing, I mean, in an intimate setting, I mean, a lot of us are drunkenly make out with each other on a regular basis, not going to lie, but
yeah.
In a relationship, there is a certain sensual in-depth kiss, especially while you're having sex or making love in that instance, that you want to savor and you want to keep that for yourself. That's between you and your husband, boyfriend, partner, completely and solely.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, except for with girl, I mean, like, make out with them all day long, all the girls. That's different, okay? But, you know, like, opposite sex. We don't do, like, I don't make out with dudes, and he doesn't make out with girls.
Okay.
And there's been two girls that in my life that I've trusted, and one of them, like, we met in Vegas, and I was like, there's something about them that I connected to. And on our last night there, I was like, you know what? If you want to kiss her, you're more than welcome to. He's like, it's okay. It was more that the fact that I said, you can do it. It was like, so for him, like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that to me. you really trust me enough to say, I want you to make out with her? I was like, yeah, I do, actually. I trust her and I trust you.
And it's holding out for moments like that that probably make it all the more special, right?
Yep. And he was just like, man, I got like fucking instant boner as soon as you said it. I was like, I know, baby. Isn't that hot? So it's just like we do. We're very silly. We really are very, very, very much in love. This has brought us a little bit closer. Probably not a little, a lot. Because when we're done at the end of the night, we always, always have sex with each other. Like, so let's say we leave the club or we leave someone's house or we leave the hotel or whatever it may be. We come home and we always make sure we do it.
That's good.
So,
I think it's really healthy for a relationship too. And I mean, especially the fact that you guys waited until you were actually ready for it makes all the more.
Yeah. And he loves when I tell him, I'm like, oh, fucker, do it, do it. And he's like, what? Oh, you know, so it's more of the fun. I'm like, and for me, I know Raina said like more into the girls. I am. I could care less. And this sounds really stupid, but I don't really care if I got fucked by another dude. Like, now, if a situation occurs and we have another couple, that's fun. But typically, I want the girl laying on top of me looking at me when he's fucking her from behind. That's just awesome. Like, to see his face and her face and what he's doing to her. And, you know, like, it's just, it's pretty cool. It's just, it's an awesome experience. I'm on the phone talking. Oh, my God, my husband's saying, he's, like, saying, get in here. I'm like, is he stupid? Like, right, and by the way, we have 5 kids, so I'm trying to hide from everybody talking, so he's wondering why I'm hiding in a room.
God, I
so.
Have no idea. Like, you look fucking amazing, and you look like you've never had a kid. You are fucking just saying.
I love your face. Thank you. But to go along with the story of how did this happen, so I don't know if you've heard of Charisma Capelli. We had met her at a swing club years ago. 2 years ago, and I was like, damn, she's really fucking hot. And then we got talking to her man, and he's like, yeah, she has porn. I was like, shut up. She has porn. Like, get out. She's just normal, like all of us. I mean, she's horny, and, you know. He's like, right, so why didn't I get paid for it? I was like, huh? Then it piqued my interest, get paid for what? Like, you see what you're doing right now for free? You can get paid for this shit. I was like, shut up. So, yeah, of course, I was like, let's do it. You know, how do I sign? Where do I go? So that's how it all started. And then, of course, I started the Twitter account, started talking to, like, some people like Dee Siren, Kiki Dare, Karen Fisher, all those people. And Dee Siren and Wayne Siren were the first ones that said, why don't you come to our house in Houston if you want to learn a little bit about this. We're doing a content shoot this weekend, which was in October. If you just fly here, see if you like it. If not, then don't ever do it again. And I was like, are you sure, serious? They're like, yeah, come on. So I shot with her and Kiki Dare, and I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. They're like, you're natural. You need to do this. I was like, all right. So that's how it all started.
That's an
awesome.
Easy way in. How long ago was that?
What's that?
I said, well, that's an easy way in. Mm-hmm. How long ago was that?
That was, I started doing this only October of 2011.
Wow.
So. Yeah, that was October is when I flew to Houston for my very first try to see if I liked it.
Damn.
So I was 40, it was on my 40th, right before my 40th birthday.
Wow.
So, I know, right? I like get into it at 40. You know, life just begins. I'll be 43 this year and I feel nothing of it. I feel like I'm very energetic, young at heart. I feel like sometimes I'm 20. And of course, there's days that I feel like I'm older, but most of the days I have a lot of more spunk than any 20-year-old. So I wake up every day at 6 a.m. I go to bed at 1 a.m. So
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, me
yeah.
either. Oh, fuck. It's Whitney grabbing your boobs.
She's so that life profile right now.
grab it. Yeah, well, write it.
Of course, all the listeners right now, be sure to check out Carrie Riley for you. That's the number 4, the letter U. On FetLife, it's also CarrieRileyForYou.com and on the Twitter.
Absolutely. And then there's a free blog on there. Like, I have some swings, like you guys, I mentioned with Raina, like different types of swing sites to go to. Each area has its own, like SLS that she mentioned, which is Swing Lifestyle. That's a great one for certain areas. So in the area that I live, so I'm in Ohio, and so SLS and S. ZZ is actually great, like great sites. So Swinger Zone Central and SLS, those are in this area. Cassidy, like in Vegas. Love Voodoo is also a great group that we travel with. Like, if you guys want to go to Hedo, check out my blog. There's a link to go to Hedo with us in November.
Nice.
And that's all swingers. The resort is a takeover for swingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our puppy boy here would like to ask you a question.
Absolutely.
All right, so I'm actually also from, I'm from Columbus, and I can't believe I haven't met you at any events because I travel to Cincinnati all the time.
Nice.
I know. I was wondering, do you ever go up to Columbus for any of the big events?
I haven't been up there lately, but we're planning on something because Morgan Ray moved there a couple months ago. We're really good friends with her, and
okay.
They opened up a studio down there in Columbus, and I'm going up there Tuesday to see them. I'll be over there Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, visiting them and seeing their studio and kind of hanging out just for a night. So I'll hang out there Tuesday. He opened up his own club. And then we'll, of course, go to Princeton. I think we're looking at a time. Hey, was it in March or when was that date we're going to go there in Princeton? First weekend of March. We're about hosting a party there.
All right. When you go to Princeton, make sure you try out the hot tub. It's amazing.
Yeah, we've been there before. I mean, Kitty, like we know, like, so Mike is really good friends with her, so.
Okay, nice. I got to go there for the first time with the AIS parties that they had there, and it was a
perfect. Well, yeah, we have to meet up, and then of course, a Rock Up Range in May. I go every single year, and if you do not go to that, you need to go. It's
what?
Crazy.
What is it exactly?
Rock on the Range. It's a big concert, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday concert.
Yeah, I lived at Hudson in Indianola, so I could get the concert from my backyard.
Right, so we stay in a camper in a parking lot and just have swingers go in and out.
What is this?
Right. It's a big, crazy party, yes, for 3 solid days. We bought a camper just for that event, just so you know.
Oh, well, of course. Rock on the Range is pretty freaking awesome. For those who don't know, Rock on the Range is this huge concert that happens up in Columbus, Ohio. It happens every summer. It's 3 days of rock and roll, and it is just an awesome time.
Yeah, we just heard, too, that because they had their lineup last week, and then they're going to be adding, we think, Shinedown and a couple other, because they have Alice in Chains. Pop Evil is one of my favorites. So I would love to somehow someone, if they know the singer to Pop Evil, I would really like to have some fun with him. So if anybody knows anybody, I'm just saying.
Bravo!
Hello, hook me up, please. And my husband's sitting here laughing because he knows as soon as he keeps playing videos of his face for me and like making me like corny because that's the first guy I've ever asked. I'm like, I really want to fuck him. So just putting it out there.
If anybody can go out there and find him, tag his ass now for Miss Carrie Riley.
Yeah, I don't care if it's just in the middle of the parking lot. It doesn't matter to me. I'll do it on stage. I really don't care. Okay. Like I said, everybody can watch. I don't care.
Well, anything else you'd like to share with us tonight, doll? Anything at all? Go for it.
Yeah, no, I just think I know the single question about a single male. I do want to touch a little bit based on that because it's really important with singles out there that they know. Necessarily, you have to knock on the door, no, but politeness is definitely don't ever be the creeper that walks up and just sticks your hand in the side of a pussy because we had that happen in Vegas. So we had a creeper that just kept walking up and sticking his hand in everybody's vagina.
Oh, my God.
So, he just would walk up, whoop, and it would slip right in. And he stuck it right in mine, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, yo, brother. Like, out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean,
all for it.
You have to ask first. Of course, the door's open, but that doesn't mean that you just go ahead. Door's open doesn't mean your cock goes in. So always be respectful. Cock, hands, anything, and always ask, hey, do you guys have any limits? What are what are your rules? That's the only thing I would say, ask what are your rules first, please, and that's really respectful. If someone says, hey, if you could sit down and just watch for a little bit, that'd be great. Respect that, and don't be a jerk. So, and just, relationships are really important. Please don't swing if you're not ready or if you have any issues or problems in your relationship, don't swing. Wait until those are resolved and be happy because it really is an amazing experience if you have it your shit together.
Sounds
And like I said, go to my blog, and if you have any questions, I have my new website's coming out in a couple of weeks, which is going to be absolutely freaking amazing, by the way. I'm going to have just a swinging part of it, where one whole section of it is going to be about swinging and a questions and answers forum. And if you have questions, I'm going to do weekly videos for people that have, like, swing questions and really address those, because I want it to really be about swinging and help people out there that are struggling or getting into it. We love unicorns. We love newbies. I love vanilla people, switching them over. There's just so much to do out there and so much fun to be had. So don't limit yourself.
It's great advice, doll. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
Anytime, sweetheart. Anytime. Thank you guys for having me on the show, though.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for, you know, on a wonderful shooting experience with you out in Vegas, too. And hope to see you again soon. And I can't.
Yeah, I'll come to Florida in the next couple of months. I'll definitely be there for FetCon. So.
Yay!
I already have my room booked, baby.
Hell fuck yeah. We don't. At the hell.
Okay.
We're slacking. We really are.
Woohoo! Yeah, we're going to have some fun. So.
Oh, my God. Yes, we are.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're all gonna fuck, just so you know. Just saying.
Man.
All right. Well, you guys have an awesome night. If you need anything, let me know.
Thank you so much, doll. We appreciate you.
Okay, sweetie. Okay. Bye bye.
Great night, and thanks for calling.
Bye, doll.
Thanks, honey. Bye.
All right. So that was the gorgeous Carrie Riley, who has a really sexy voice.
Yeah, she does.
I like it.
She's even sexier in person, just throwing that out there.
Nice. I will have to keep that in mind. I see her castings on FetLife all the time. Like, all the time. Mm. So I'll have to pay attention to those. So...
I'm still stuffing my face. I feel bad talking. Like, I feel bad eating and talking at the same time.
Well, then stop doing it, crazy.
That's why I didn't eat when we were talking to people on air. And now that you guys are just listening, I'm sure some of you are, like, face stuffing and food fetishes. So this is, like, free porn for you.
Remember that if you'd like to call in, you can join our call at 213-943-3601. And we would love to chat with you, whether you've ever had a threesome or not, or look, somebody's calling us. Oh, hello, you're on Taboo Fetish Talk again. Pocket dial?
Pocket dial. I think it was a post-show sex dial. Yeah,
I like it. That was fast.
Her and her husband are so adorable together, too. It's like this cute little, like, sarcastic sexual banter between both of them. I love it.
That's awesome.
Put our ad up.
Oh, yeah. Hold on one second here, folks. Yeah. We're having technical.
Interested in advertising on Taboo Fetish Talk Radio? It's easy. Send us an email at taboofetishtalk@gmail.com for rates and information.
It sounds so silly.
So, yeah, don't be a slacker. If you want to advertise on Taboo Fetish Talk, you will have it for all of our lovely shows of the week. We also have tomorrow night is Frisky Fridays, the lovely Miss Mox, Fox and Moxie, from 7 to 9 p.m., same place, same time. And we also have Tuesday night, the Bloodshed with the... Did you say the Bloodshed? The Bloodshed with Bloodlust. Who says that he would love to attend some swingers parties but probably wouldn't actually screw anybody.
I feel like Bloodlust would be the guy in the corner, like, judging everyone.
I feel as though he would probably stare at collarbones and stick his Zephyr Hills water bottle out of his pants and gently stroke it as he went from room to room.
Oh, I would love it.
So, yes, Bloodlust is on with the Bloodshed Tuesday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., catch out on also
he'd hold up some scorecards.
Fuck yeah.
I love you, Bloodlust.
I like that. That's good. That's funny. Bringing some comics, some humor into the sexuality. I like
Can I
it
just
a lot.
Say that Bloodlust is one of my favorite people that I met in 2012? Like, seriously.
Likewise, he's pretty fucking entertaining.
He's hilarious.
We also, if you're listening in and you're interested in hosting your own show on the Taboo Fetish Talk station, we have nights available.
And we have 1 to 2 hour slots available as well. Ooh, Bloodlust, I love you. Of course, if you're listening, join our chat at the bottom of your page or call in at 213-943-3601. And our little puppy boy here wants to discuss his New Year's Eve threesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. For New Year's Eve, I made a resolution I was going to do new things. And so what ended up happening, a little bit out of a little bit of a drink, a little bit of a good time, and about it being my first threesome. It was actually...
We need details.
Bada bing, bada boom, threesome?
Really, is that how it happened? Like, one girl says bada bing. Was it two girls, two guys?
It was actually an older couple.
Oh.
We met at a bar in downtown Orlando.
Really?
Yeah, she was just sitting there. She looked a little bit sad at first, so I came over and was like, hey, are you all right? And she just perks around and goes, oh, I'm great. It's like, oh, okay. You want to dance? She's like, okay. And so as we're dancing, and wow, did she have energy. Whew. She put me to shame dancing. While we're dancing, she tells me about how her partner, her male partner, has been begging her to be with another man. And she said, fine, but it has to be a younger man, and I get to pick him. So as we're dancing, she reaches down, grabs me between the legs, says, you'll do, and asks me if I want to come with her and her male partner back to their place and have a threesome. I'm at this point, well, with a hand down there, it's a little hard to think.
Of course. Understandable.
But I had to hold on to some things. You know, I can't be a man whore.
It's not really a man whore. It's an experience.
Yeah. Well, and eventually we ended up coming to an agreement. We actually, after the bar closed, we stood outside and we talked. We discussed limits and whatnot. And just, you know, I had to explain to him that this was my first time doing anything like this. And asked if they had actually also been tested. They were actually carrying the results with them.
Holy shit. They were fucking prepared.
They were. The only thing that they weren't prepared, though, was even though they had the test, I still insisted on condoms.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. You don't know them.
So we went, I picked up a box of condoms. Then we took one of those pedicabs to their hotel, which was a really nice hotel.
I have a sub that runs one of those pedicabs in downtown Orlando, by the way. Carry on.
Okay.
Side story.
Well, I guess
we'll
need to put him to work
him,
next time.
Ask him, was a young man getting molested by an older woman with an older male, right, you know, and that might have been me. But so anyways, we get in there, and I mean, they went, got ice and drinks, and pretty much she was like an animal.
Like an animal.
Yeah.
Was it everything you'd ever hoped for, dream for? Were there any things that let you down, or things that you said, oh my God, this is more than I ever expected?
Well, it made me a little bit uncomfortable when she was riding me and suddenly he reached over and grabbed my balls.
Well, you just got to close your eyes and imagine it's whoever you want it to be. A hand is a hand. Well, never mind. Female hands are a lot softer and feel a lot better.
They are much softer. They are much gentler. And they don't, well, some squeeze.
Squeak, squeak.
Yeah. But then he tried to replace his hand with his mouth and that became a no-no.
Well, was that something you guys discussed ahead of time, or?
It was, yeah, and she hadn't really thought that he had been with other men in the past and didn't really think that he was going to try anything.
So we
had touched on the subject, but we didn't go in depth.
Gotcha.
I just kind of said, no male on male.
No male on male, huh?
But I guess...
But you got to try everything once. Maybe...
Well, and in my own defense, it wasn't technically male on male. It was male with female on top. And him reaching under.
Oh, you know. Maybe there would be at some point a guy that you're attracted to that you would want to try something with.
There is one man that I would let do things to me.
Who?
One man.
Who?
Oh, jeez.
Don't be scared. Your secret is safe on the internet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all to hear.
It's all right. B, come on, tell us. We want to know.
George Clooney.
Ooh,
I can see that. But not current George Clooney.
Okay.
5, 6, 10 years ago, George Clooney.
Okay.
I like that about Brad Pitt. He's not too freaky now.
Brad Pitt was never an in thing for me, but
really,
we have callers, so I'm going to pick up the one that's been on hold longer.
Okay.
His story's short. But, long, I don't know.
Whatever, go for it.
Okay. Hello. Thank you for calling Taboo Fetish Talk 561. You're live on air.
Yes, please.
Miss Star, is that you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Hey. Jerry said to tell you hello. She's sorry she can't join us.
Aw, it's okay. At least I get to hear your sexy voice.
Aw, thank you. We missed you last weekend.
I wish
speaking of group sex.
I was so close, and I was so tired, and I so missed making out with you.
Yeah. Aw. Amongst other things.
Yes. So you are... Well, I guess I should introduce you and stuff. I know who you are, but...
This is true.
This is the wonderful... Do you go by Morning Star or Star? I forget. I'm sorry.
Star. Star. Star Morning.
There you go. I knew it was something with a morning and a star. And
yeah. Close enough.
Wonderful Star Morning, who is super wonderful and fabulous. And I'm not just saying that because I've done dirty things with her, but a little biased.
That's okay. Bias is good. I'll take that. I'll take whatever you offer.
I offer a lot.
Good to know. So how is the discussion going? I got in here late. I apologize.
Well, we've had a couple people call, mainly people who are swingers who have had group sex situations in a more swinger situation. And then me, who I'm just a whore, and
I guess I fit into that category.
Into
both categories, really.
All threesome.
Well, hey,
I've probably been having group sex as long as I've been having sex. I think there was maybe like a couple of months there between my first sexual experience and my first group sexual experience. So.
That's hot. I know that you guys are fairly open with your relationship, or you ladies, rather, are fairly open with your relationship.
Yes.
Would you like to share a little bit of information about what you guys do or how your rules play out or what rules you have or anything like that?
I think the most important thing is just, you know, to be open and honest. You know, it really depends on, because I've never been in a monogamous relationship, so I really don't know how those things sort of work. But, as long as we know what the other one's doing and stuff, there's not really too many rules as far as who, what, when, and where. We like to know who each other one's playing around with, but, you know, I don't necessarily expect everybody that wants to play around with her wants to play around with me, and vice versa. We have some playmates we share and some that, you know, are just kind of our own. So we tend to have different tastes sometimes. So that works out good.
Now, do you guys have any rules where, or any, I don't know if rule is the appropriate term, but where you make sure that you still save time for each other? Like, I know you guys both work works very busy hours and everything, but do you guys make sure to make time for yourselves? I know you guys party every Saturday night, but...
Yeah, well, we don't have a big party every Saturday night. We used to do, like, our, you know, have our little girl parties almost weekly, but that's kind of, you know, a lot nowadays. So it's usually like, you know, once a month or so we invite all the girls we know over to come over and get drunk and naked at our house. And, you know, that's always fun. But, you know,
lightsaber fight. Naked lightsaber fight.
Occasionally, yeah. Yes. Well, you have to come back over because I don't have anybody else to lightsaber fight with.
I bought a lightsaber. I'm going to bring it with me.
You should.
We can totally lightsaber fight.
My dual partner got a girlfriend, so now she doesn't come over and play anymore.
Oh,
I hate it when that happens.
That's no fun.
I know. God, monogamy is so boring. I just don't understand it. Can you explain it to me?
So how do you and Gia keep the spice going between the two of you, even though you guys have a plethora? I don't. That sounds kind of bad, but I don't mean it to. Because how do you keep the two of you?
That kind of is the spice between us. You know, we kind of, you know, enjoy having our little group things, and it kind of, you know, she's, you know, we're both kind of a little bit of voyeurs and exhibitionists and stuff, so it kind of keeps things, I think, more fun than if it was just the two of us all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, we do work a lot and stuff, and, you know, she's got, like, a regular job, and then we both have the store, the Clips for Sale store that we're working on, and so it keeps us very busy, so it's nice to have time to have a bunch of girls over and have some fun.
Hey, how you doing?
I haven't officially met you lovely ladies yet, but I'm dying to one of these days.
Well, you have to make a trip down to see us.
Well, I might be down there. I'm down there in March, actually. March 12th, to be exact.
That is my birthday.
Shut up. So we get to go.
Are you going to be my birthday present?
Fuck yeah.
Fantastic.
You girls are crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. Have a moment.
So how long have you and Gia been together that you've been, well, you said you've been open, poly and all that stuff for as long
we've been together for like 8 years, and yeah, it's been open the whole time. And my girlfriend before her was for 11 years, and we were in an open relationship the whole time. Like I said, I don't really know how to do a monogamous relationship. It seems terribly unnatural to me.
I mean, I don't know many people that are in monogamous or open relationships that have been able to keep things going that long and that happily. What is your secret behind that, or have you guys ever had any bumps along the road that you would want to share with us and let us know how you would overcome them?
They're just, you know, normal couple stuff, not really anything to do with being monogamous or polyamorous, just, you know, other than that, we're pretty much a typical couple, you know? I think it's, you know, we're a team, you know, we work on our lives together, you know, and everything is done as a team, you know, each have our contributions, is that a word? Contributions, that's the word I was looking for. My grasp of the English language is amazing, isn't it?
I ain't very good at it.
But, I mean, it doesn't really, I don't know if we would, you know, I don't know if either one of us could, if we would be able to last this long if we had been monogamous. I think we would both go. I think the problem is most of the time, you know, most couples break up because either one person cheats on the other, they want to cheat on the other one, they meet somebody that excites them, and they confuse infatuation with love, which is a problem I see a lot, especially amongst, like, new people trying the whole polyamorous thing, is, you know, they meet somebody new and exciting, and they get confused between infatuation and love. And, you know, infatuation is exciting, and you think about the person all the time, and, you know, you have great sexual chemistry with them, but it's not necessarily a long-haul kind of deal. And you kind of have to look back and be like, well, you know, I can look at Jennery and be like, this is a long-haul kind of deal.
That's good. I know you guys have had some some not so wonderful things, but from everything I've seen between the two of you, you guys have an awesome relationship and kind of something I look up to.
Aww.
Well, I really appreciate you calling, Miss Star. Would you like to plug where everyone can find you and your super hot, sexy girlfriend?
She is super hot and sexy. And we have a clips for sale store, Ginnery's Kinky Adventures, G-I-N-A-R-Y. And you are on there as well a little bit. And hopefully we'll have you on there some more. And just a lot of our friends doing crazy stuff we talk them into doing.
You talk people into doing some crazy shit.
Jenner is very, very good at talking people into doing things. I really think she should just have her own reality show.
It's kind of hard to say no to her.
It is, especially if she's, you know, in various states of undress.
That's great as well. Well, I greatly appreciate you calling in, and I will hopefully see you sooner rather than later.
Okay. You better. We'll keep the pool warm for you.
This time I swear it won't be like 2 years before I see you again.
I know. Yes, please don't. Please don't.
I promise it won't be, especially now that you're like way closer.
We are. We're very close, and, you know, we usually have our little parties at least once a month, but you're welcome over any weekend, and I will do lots of fun things to you.
I like the way that sounds. All right, hon. Well, thank you again, and
thank you so much for calling in. I really hope I have the opportunity to meet you guys sooner than later.
I do, too.
Well, thank you.
Please have a great night and a great show.
You
thanks,
too.
Love.
Thanks again for calling.
Good night.
Night. All right, that was the wonderful Star Morning, who I have a huge hard-on for. Yeah, that's pretty much all you need to know about that. And now we're going to pick up this wonderful 407 number. I wonder who it could be.
I don't know. Take a guess. Take a wild guess.
Some douchebag with a Zephyr Hills bottle for a penis.
I'll take it.
That's all you got?
I've been in a bad mood today, so.
Come to Orlando, we'll cheer you the fuck up.
I'm, like, ready to jump in the car. I got half a tank, so.
No.
What?
Hang out.
What?
Fun and awesome and pretty and stuff.
That's true. And you have a puppy boy that I can, like, boss around and stuff, too. No, I'm just kidding.
He doesn't. Oh. Our amazing Tuesday night host of The Bloodshed from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call him in with all your kinky, quirky, perverted fetishisms. What are you doing this Tuesday, huh?
I haven't decided yet. It's kind of a toss-up.
Holy fuck shit. I could be out. Maybe I'll be on with you.
You're
going to
be out here Tuesday?
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm actually closer to Orlando now than I was in the past, so.
You'll have to text me your locale.
Okie dokie. You're like one of like the three people who would have it then. Because no, I don't give it out anymore.
I like being special. So
you are very special.
That you've had an oral threesome, is that correct?
I had an oral threesome. I don't know if that counts. I was at a local country establishment in, so you can tell the story's already messed up. I was at a local country establishment in Orlando back when I was in college, and my girlfriend at the time was very kind of open. But she liked the girls, and then I would kind of, like, let her do her thing with girls and whatever. But I was, like, never involved. And she would go on to be an adult film star, but that's a whole other story. So So we're at this bar, and I'm drinking heavily, and she's drinking heavily, and we happen to run across this, like, older couple. And they were probably, we were probably just 21, and she was probably a little younger than that, my chick at the time. And the older couple, they were probably late 40s, early 50s, and they were having a good time. And me being me, and I can't keep my mouth shut when I see something kind of, like, odd. Because everybody in this place was, you know, mid-20s or below. And I went up and I was like, I can't remember what I was saying to this lady, but I was saying to this lady, all of a sudden, next thing I realized, totally wasted, I'm in the back of an SUV, my pants are down around my ankles, and my girlfriend and this older lady are going down on me while the husband is driving around the block. Just making circles around the block. And then he's like, are we going to get a room or what are we doing? And I was too wasted to get anything out. And they had their mouths full, obviously. So we just kind of ended the night. And then my chick kind of drove me home.
Wow. See, I think it's a pretty sexy story. And that definitely constitutes as a threesome.
Yeah.
The best part was is that I was afraid. The only thing I remember was that I was afraid because he kept looking in the rearview mirror to see what was going on while driving around the block. So quite the interesting evening.
Hi. It's a win-win situation.
It was win-win for me.
Robert. I love you, Blood.
I do, too. You're highly entertaining.
Hell yeah, I'm highly entertaining. I'm like a monkey. You just got to give me a peanut and I'll do a trick.
I'm going to remember that, especially this Tuesday.
Yeah, you can come over. There's a rule, though, on the radio show at my place, no pants.
We actually used to have the same rule, but it's kind of...
It got cold.
Yeah, it'll come back soon.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'll warm you up. I'll sit by your legs and I'll just stroke them and caress them and pet them. Oh God, did I just say that? I think I'm gonna kick my own ass.
Can I kick it for you?
You can.
Yeah.
You gotta pay me though. I don't work for free.
Me neither.
So I'm thoroughly enjoying the show this evening. I can't have an open relationship because, oh, I did, but I was unaware. I wasn't open, but apparently she was. So, but it's very interesting to see how it can, you know, that there are people out there that it does work for, and it's, you know, a positive instead of a negative when in introducing other people into your relationships.
It's hard to introduce other people into your relationships because you already have that dynamic with someone. And like our last caller, they had a really hard time introducing a third party into their relationship at one point. And I don't want to go into too much detail because I know it was really rough on both of them. But there's a dynamic that you may third party join a relationship, especially if you make it like a triad relationship as opposed to just the monogamy. I almost said monotony.
Oops, same thing.
Exactly.
Why did I say that? That's horrible.
You know why? You know why it's so hard, right?
Why?
Because bitches be crazy.
Crazy. I definitely agree. And I think that there are some kind of crazy that out other kinds of crazy, and once you find that balance of crazy,
quick, quick.
It doesn't seem crazy. Trust me, from experience.
You have to find the level of crazy that fits your crazy, and that's hard when you're me and certifiably insane. So doesn't always go over too well.
Weird.
What?
And we're insane. It works better if you're in the room with us. Sorry.
Oh, okie dokie. Well,
come on now.
I am, what?
What?
I didn't hear a word you said.
Said you up now here. You're on your way out here, so get in the fucking car and come out already. God.
I could.
Show two extra hours just for blood loss.
Can we do that?
Go an extra 2 hours? No. That would suck.
2 hours? I'd give him like 20 minutes. Yeah.
But really? Oh, what have you heard?
Sorry, bruh. That's all you get.
Oh, 20 minutes? Is the rumor mill circling that bad? Dude, I can keep going. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. But just a little less hairy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I can quiet a room, can't I?
So, have you ever tried to approach a partner about a relationship, girlfriend, person?
Well, one of my lovely psychotic girlfriends, our goal was to basically kind of like join forces and like find a girl or girls to like abuse sexually and otherwise, and it never panned out because she was a jealous bitch. So it was her idea to like be like, all right, let's go find girls and like we can fuck them up together, and then, you know, because she was like big, she's like, I want to watch you do what you do to me. But it never panned out.
That's a bummer.
It is. It's kind of like a sad panda type thing. But, I don't know.
Sad panda.
What, did I just? Yeah, I said sad panda. I'm a sad panda. But, I don't know.
Why don't you plug your show really quick so that everyone knows where to listen to you and everything like that?
I am live on Taboo Fetish Talk, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Tuesdays. And I don't know what this week's topic's going to be. I haven't decided yet. Last week we did Fetish Mythbusters, that I was kind of like half in and half out, but it ended up going really well. I don't know. I'm running out of... What?
I don't think he caught that at all.
I said, oh, half in and half out. Oh!
Yeah, I know. Only an inch and a half at a time, so it works. So I have a tiny wiener. But, yeah, I mean, this week, I gotta get something really good going, so we'll see what happens. I need a new spark. So, but 9 p.m. on Taboo Fetish Talk, you can find me and my peoples.
You're a people.
I am a people.
You could talk about guys who wear eyeliner.
Guys who wear eyeliner?
Yeah, why not?
What's wrong with guys who wear eyeliner?
Nothing. We do have a question in our chat room for you.
What's that?
I'd like to know if the water bottle has the power of consent.
Does the water bottle have a power of consent? I don't actually fuck the water bottle. I mean, if I did, I'm sure it would be like some sort of rape. And it depends on the bottling date. So if the bottle is, you know, under 18 years old, then obviously it's, you know, statutory bottle rape. But I don't fuck the water bottle. Although I've seen things where you can cut it in half, like cut the top off, you put sponges in there, and you can make it like a little like ghetto fleshlight. But I don't actually.
How could you make your own dildo or make your own fleshlight?
Do it yourself.
Sex toys. DIY sex toys.
Yep, that's what it was. But no, I don't know. The water bottle thing just got way out of hand. I'm going to have to, like, start to... I should just make, like, a whole website of, like, my wiener with, like, different things. Like, that are phallic shaped. Like, this is my wiener with a hammer. This is my wiener with, I don't know, what I have in my bedroom. I don't know, screwdriver.
God.
I have a Labatt Blue can from, like, years ago. But it's short. It's not long at all. The can, not my wiener. But anyway.
That's what they all say.
Yeah. But I'm going to go slam some ibuprofen and try to fucking not be all pissed off. So I am really enjoying the show. And Whit, if you're out here in my neck of the woods, you're more than welcome on Tuesday night to swing by. I'll even feed you if you want.
I'll feed you. Oh!
That's hot.
Where's that's fine.
In Trampa this weekend?
Trampa?
The cat gave me a reaction. I get nothing blood loss.
What?
My butt, that's the problem there. You've already addressed
all it. All I hear is a cat in the background.
I have a very loud, obnoxious, needy pussy.
That much.
Oh. Well, yeah, I've seen it before.
Wait, which one?
It's like over... It's overgrown. It's like become part of your thigh. It's not that attractive.
I can't breathe.
This way. I'm going to hang up and answer me about hanging out this weekend.
Well, I do have some more.
Sure.
What?
Interesting group.
Hell yeah, we can. Hell yeah, we can hang out this weekend.
Yeah.
Where are we going? Strip club?
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
Hell yeah.
I don't have.
See how I make.
Okay.
What?
I don't have any money. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
I go there so I can make the strippers feel bad about their life decisions, and then I feel better about myself.
True. You're a total bully. It's awesome.
Because strippers aren't real people. They're like, they're not real.
You're not real.
I'm not real.
And this is
oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, so Tuesday you're going to talk about DIY sex toys?
Sure, we can do do-it-yourself sex toys. That works.
Seriously, just drop my cat? Seriously, just drop my cat. He landed on his back, too. You're out. Bye.
Uh-oh.
He's old.
If you can't take care of the pussy's not going to take care of you.
Back?
Just...
No, they don't turn over. That's a myth. Cats don't always land on their feet. He's going to get beaten by the end of the night, by the way.
Hit him with a cat. Like, smack him with a cat. That'd be funny as hell.
I'm going to smack him with your penis.
Good.
Wait, it's good that we're going to smack him with your penis?
I'm uncomfortable.
You could, not it's good.
I'm very uncomfortable with that.
Open your fucking ears.
Open your fucking ears.
Enunciate. English.
Enunciate. I don't speak blonde.
Tuesday nights at the Taboo Fetish Talk Station to Bloodlust show the Bloodlust as we discuss do-it-yourself sex toys this Tuesday.
Let's do it.
Do it! Thank you so
much. All right.
Bloodlust, we always appreciate your entertainment.
And if I play my cards right, I might get oral threesome two.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Girls at the same time? That would be amazing. He loves pussy.
If I forked my tongue, maybe.
We'll lay on top of each other. It's cool, bro.
That'd be hot. I'd be into that.
So,
and I don't even go down on chicks, so it doesn't matter. But I'm probably bad at it.
Right, you're bad at it. Don't even try.
Yeah. All right. I'll smell you guys later.
All right, have a great night. Thank you so much for calling. Bye.
Yeah.
All right, for everyone that's listening in, that was our Tuesday night host, Mr. Bloodlust. He's amusing and funny and condescending and stuff, and Now we'll go to the news with Miss Whitney Morgan.
I'm just entertained by this right here. Apparently Hugh Hefner signed off on a new biography that delves into the Playboy kingpin sexual liberation. The New York Post reports that in the book called Mr. Playboy, Hugh Hefner and the American Dream, Stephen Watts writes about how the Skin Mag magnate had a foursome with his first wife, his brother, Keith, and sister-in-law.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. Keep it in the family. It also starred in a porno with and received oral sex from a man.
That's
pretty uncomfortable, being, you know, in a foursome with your brother and sister-in-law.
You know, maybe he grew up in a time that was different from ours or something.
And his quote, Hugh Hefner's quote about the book is, this is his most authorized book ever and is ever written about him and is essentially all true.
Interesting.
Goodness gracious. That'd be hot. I'd watch Hugh Hefner get it from a man.
Right? I think I would too.
There's also a Chinese college professor that was recently sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for holding private orgies and running a swingers club. See, that's another thing that freaks me out about the swingers club is technically they're not really legal.
That's true.
I found that out because the Bossy Feet thing, the Bossy Feet Foot Night Party was held at a beautiful swingers club up in New Orleans. And, yeah, the owner made a comment about how they've been open for 12 years and kept themselves under the radar that long. And I don't know how you really get away with it. It's intriguing to me.
Wow.
Apparently this gentleman, this Chinese gentleman, he's a computer science lecturer, Mai Yohai, was 53 and convicted of 20 got off on 21 of them got off because they pleaded guilty. Oh, so since he didn't plead guilty, he got in trouble. His defense struck a chord in a country with rapidly liberalizing sexual morale, where many think the laws he was sentenced to are unfair. I don't think that's really fair. He was holding a private orgy.
Orgy.
It's definitely not a fair case, his lawyer states, and based on the law. During his trial, he argued he committed no crime since his sex parties were meetings between consenting adults and non-public places. He really knows, well, I guess that they're a communist country, that things are a little bit more strict in there. Apparently, it's considered extramarital affairs and prostitution there.
Interesting. I would have not have known that.
Most Chinese believe that the government should stay out of the bedroom. I'm really glad they don't invade our privacy that much here.
Right?
Ooh. And we also have a little tidbit news story about Madonna's foursome. And then this is an older ad. My apologies. But a sizzling hot Madonna is about to hit the newsstands in an eye-popping spread of simulated sex foursome with Brazilian boy toys. I was simulated. Never mind.
We don't like simulated.
Never mind. I thought she actually had a foursome. Oh, internet, how you lied to me. Not amused.
No fun.
On our chat room, our castaway says, Skin Mag Magnet. I think it was kind of good. It's catchy. Mm-hmm. If I was a professional writer, I would definitely say crazy shit like that. And I enjoy his, quote-unquote, a more liberal open-road policy than any of us could have previously guessed. I would think with all the sex that goes on in the Playboy Mansion, Hugh Hefner's been with a few men.
Well, didn't that say that he's done something that involved men?
Well, he's at least received oral from a man in a porn.
Well, you know.
I think it's hot.
I think it's very awesome that there is so much sexual liberation. And if you think about it, Hugh Hefner was really, really part of that in the past century.
True. That magazine, putting out Playboy, really opened a lot of eyes. And hell, you can even buy Playboy in the freaking airports now.
Yep.
I noticed that coming home. I was like, holy shit, if I buy this, can I actually read it on the airplane? Are they going to let me? I didn't risk it. I get in trouble for fucking sneezing, man.
Aw. No fun. But I think that regardless of what you identify as, if you're hetero or homo or queer or whatever, I think that you should at least try if you're interested. And I mean, I don't mean like, oh, it's gross, I don't want to try that. But genuinely not interested, don't do it. But only you can know what's best for you. And if you feel the need to try something, try it. If you don't. Just water, please. I think that we live in a time that sexual liberation is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And Lord knows I like to have lots of sex. I think everyone should have lots of sex, as long as that's their thing. If it's not your thing to have lots of sex, don't do it. Easy peasy. I love people. I'm getting sexy text messages.
Oh, sexy text messages. it's only 10 minutes left of the show now.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
flew by this evening.
It really has. We haven't even promoted ourselves tonight.
What?
Whitney, where can we find you?
Just Google Whitney Morgan. You can find me all over the internet or follow me on Twitter at Ms. Whitney Morgan. Find me on FetLife under Whitney Morgan. Find me on Facebook on Whitney Morgan. And, of course, my website is MissWhitneyMorgan.com. And I run 4 clips for sale stores that if you follow me on Twitter, Facebook, etc., you're going to find me plugging that shit left and right. And I do take custom clip orders as well if you want to email me customs@MissWhitneyMorgan.com. That's my specialty, is making the personalized smut for all you lovely ladies, girls, and boys out there.
Awesome.
Woo-woo. Well, Sydney, and yourself?
You can find me also all over the internet. I am on Twitter at Sydney Screams for You. I'm on FetLife as Sydney Screams. I'm on Facebook as Sydney Screams. Just launched, like literally today, so this is kind of like the soft opening, I guess, is my brand new members website / pay-per-view site, which is SydneyScreamsForYou.com. It's going to constantly be updated, probably a bit more often than my clips for sale stores, because I like making money and I get a bigger cut. So, that's that. So, check out my new pay site. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you want to see. I, too, take custom orders. I will be in Los Angeles from February 13th through February 19th. And I still have time slots available for shooting, although it kind of looks like I might be shooting with a large porn company out there, which I'm very excited about, but I don't want to jinx myself, so I'm not going to tell you who it is. So, that's that. Remember that we are here every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m., and if we're not here, well, there's probably a recorded show
I feel as though we'll probably have a recorded show for Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is going to incorporate me going to a nude night, a dirty art show in the Orlando area, and probably getting laid. Just saying.
And I'll be in Los Angeles. Not getting laid. But that's okay, because I'll be with my best friend, who wrote the most touching story. She writes for I don't know what to call it. She writes for a couple websites. And my bestest friend ever wrote, like, the sweetest story ever about her and I getting our first tattoos together. And it'll be published soon. And I'm really excited because it made me cry almost. I was just like, oh. Anyway.
Aww.
We're going to go get more tattoos, though. Because one matching tattoo, obviously not enough for Miss Lauren, Kylie, and I. We need more because, yeah, we like tattoos and we like each other. So, we're going to go get Rebel Alliance tattoos.
Ooh, nice.
I'm stoked.
Travel plans? Any other travel plans for the year, Missy?
Well, you and I are going to New York, and it looks like early April, sometime between the 4th and the 15th, is our kind of parameters for traveling. So I'm really excited about that. I haven't been to New York in several years, and my big brother is going to come down and visit, which makes me really happy because I love my big brother, and I haven't seen him in like a year. So it seems like a year at least. But we'll be shooting with the wonderful Eve and Willie while we're up there. And here's Eve's ad just one more time for you folks, because I love her voice and it's sexy.
EvangelineVonWinter.com is New York's largest fetish producer. With over 20 fetish niches to choose from, we invite you to come and check us out. Damsels in Distress, Freeze, Fembots, Erotic Hypnosis, and more.
Custom video requests also accepted. EvangelineVonWinter.com. We are just a few clicks away.
So, Whitney and I will be shooting with the Wonderful Eve later this year when we're up in New York, and we're very excited. Well, I'm excited. I don't want to speak for Whitney, but
I'm fucking excited. I fucking love them.
I'm excited to meet them. So, as of now, that's the only definite travel plans I have. I will be in Dallas at some point before FetishCon. I'll be at Florida Bash at the end of May. I'm hoping to go to FrolicCon at Easter because I like frolicking and I like conventions, and apparently putting both of them together just sounds like a great idea.
I was actually interested in doing that one too. I haven't yet, and Scarlet Lush has bragged about how wonderful it is, so I think it'll be a fun event.
Yeah, I might have to check it out. So
I'll also be in Atlanta March 2nd through 6th with the lovely Roxy Ray, Candlebox, Nixon, and I hear Sarah Gregory's coming along with us. And also sounds like I will be in the North Carolina area to play and stay with Serena Isley and Elizabeth Andrews as well.
Ooh, fun.
And I will be finally making out to L.A. in May during DomCon. So if you're attending DomCon, make sure you set up a fun little kinky session with me so I can beat your ass.
Just make sure to give everyone the safe word of suck my big black dick.
I like that. Suck my big black dick. I might even wear a big black strap on just to make it possible.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's what I did. I had a great time doing that last week. I did it twice last week, actually. I felt really spoiled. I had a boy in my bed that I just beat for like an hour until he cried. Well, the first night his safe word was fuck my man pussy.
Fuck my man pussy.
And then the second time was fuck me with your big black dick. So, I just like making boys, straight boys, say dirty things that humiliate them. It's fun. So that's my safe word advice.
Nice. I'm going to remember that.
In case anyone else is wondering what sessioning with me is like, that's kind of how it goes. You get dirty, dirty, dirty things to have to say. So, I thank you all for listening on Castaway SOS. I'm glad you were able to join us, and I hope you enjoyed your first time. We like you, virgins.
Thank you, everybody in the show.
Yeah.
In the chat.
And everyone that was on before or is listening after the fact. We love you all. Thank you for being awesome and cool, and apparently we still have like 2 minutes worth of talking to
Any
you.
Any suggestions for next week's show? What is that, the 7th?
Something like that, yeah.
February 7th. I know you have a friend that contacted me that I need to get back to. Perhaps we can have her on.
I was like, I had a friend, what? And then I saw him nodding. I was like, okay, that makes more sense. I don't have any friends that do that. I don't know, you know, we keep mentioning food fetish. JW just mentioned taboo fantasies.
I like taboo fantasies.
Yeah.
We really haven't. We kind of discussed taboo fetishes briefly to one another talking about it. Oh my lord. Bloodlust should be the one to make a tamale with a tampon on it. Sounds. I'm getting texts from George of Bossy Feet that make no sense. I hope. I'm assuming he's been hitting the bottle. Love that, Johnny Walker. Love you. I think taboo fantasies would be really good. And I think, yeah, incest is something that I know. I have some friends that are into incest fetishism that don't even have siblings. Crazy. And, of course, Mr. JW would have to call in and share with us, too, or taboo fetishism.
Yeah, he does. Incest is the best. Put your sister to the test. Yep.
So, of course, you're listening out there and there's something you would like us to discuss on Taboo Fetish Talk, tweet us at Taboo Fetish Talk, message us on the Facebook at Taboo Fetish Talk, or shoot us an email at taboofetishtalk@gmail.com.
We will get back to you as soon as we possibly can, although sometimes that's not always as fast as we Thank you guys so much for listening to tonight's show and every show every week. We love you all. So, taboodiaries.com, JW Ties, we love him. He's fabulous. He's wonderful. I'm sad that we didn't get to shoot, but it was insane, and we will reschedule, trust me. Yeah, thank you all for listening to our show. We hope you listen next week.
Remember to follow us on Twitter at Taboo Fetish Talk. You can also join our Facebook group or like our fan page. It's always Taboo Fetish Talk. And remember to follow Ms. Whitney Morgan on Twitter at Ms. Whitney Morgan. And follow me at Sydney Screams For You. And it's great fun. We both post sexy pictures, and good things happen when there are sexy pictures. Tomorrow's Frisky Friday. Remember to tune in from 7 to 9 p.m. with a lovely Foxy Moxie. Ow! Ow! And we're done. Yes, I want to end the episode. Duh!